infinite creator, intelligent energy. That's what is. That's the vibrating portion of what is. And the potential of that between 4D and 3D is significant. That's the means by which fourth density evolves, which is interesting. And that's, you know, love or love of self, which is, you know, fake love. That's why negatives think they're positive, because they're working from a base of confused love or 4D negative, you know? So that's why the New World Order and the negative folks think they're good, because they think they're helping because they're working from a tangled fourth chakra. Not more. They may have wisdom, they may be doing magic, 5 and 6, but they're moving into 4D negative if they can. And that's contorted love, you know, selfish love, which is not love at all. And so work done through the potential is not helpful in fifth density. Fifth density entities intensify, and Ra will explain, or we can unpack that as we go further. 5D positive. Fifth density complex, meaning social memory complex, uses sixth density teach learners. Puts those terms together always, different terms. Uses sixth density teachers, let's say, to study more illuminated understandings of unity, thus becoming more and more wise. Fifth density positive social memory complexes choose to divide their service to others in two ways. One, beaming of light to creation. Two, sending of groups to be of aid as instruments of light, such as those whom you are familiar with through channels. Meaning, they could send wanderers who become channels, although I don't know if there are so many wanderers, fifth density positive wanderers are channels. They could be sending members of their group to be transmitting information through channels. That's, I believe, what Ra's referring to. Groups that are instruments of light, sending light, potentially channels, I guess, but I would imagine more that they are either wanderers bringing wisdom, right? Like a lot of the wisdom bringers. Like, I mean, you know, Tesla. Was Tesla 4th, 5th, or 6th? Well, he could be 5 or 6, I would think. So, like Wilhelm Reich, maybe was 5th or 6th. I would believe so. So they then send groups as a group, sending information from fifth density or from the higher planes of a third density planet, right, as sources of channeling or received information. Or they send wanderers who either become channels or teachers. And then also beam light to creation from their own station. Beaming of light to creation is similar to those, you know, similar to but a level up from those great temples that you see in some visionary art, you know, the sparkling temple on the lake or in the air or in the forest or in the mountain or on the mountain or in the clouds, where joyous beaming of love light is done to all creation. In fourth density, it's more devotion, love. In fifth, it would be more light, appreciation, kind of knowing, sensing oneness. And so fifth density positive uses sixth density teachers. They're understanding unity, the oneness of consciousness, how consciousness is all. Seth material is fifth or sixth density positive. And very much talks about the exploration of consciousness revealing unity. Fifth density negative, interestingly. In 5D negative, service to self has become extremely intense, and self has shrunk or compacted. So the dialogues with teachers are used exclusively in order to intensify wisdom. There are very, very few 5D negative wanderers. they fear forgetting. There are very, very few 5D Orion members, 5D negative. They no longer perceive any virtue in others or their selves. This is a funny phrase, I thought. The higher level negatives really don't care about people, of course. But 5D negative particularly realizes that they're beginning to realize that self is all. What they can't yet handle is that love is, that the oneness of self being all naturally means that their enemies are themselves and that they are all, and that there's really no separation between self and other. And so they're shrinking, compacting back into mind as all, not realizing that mind is not mind, meaning mind is not a separate mind, right? Their mind is a portion of the all mind, which is the one mind, which leads to a realization of no individual selfhood or one self being all, which is developed in sixth density, which then is the end of their line, meaning, oh, I can't be service to self anymore. I can't be separate because mind is one mind and one mind is all, and all means I'm not separate from any, from anything. And wow, that doesn't feel tight and contracted anymore. That feels pretty expansive and formless. And that's the transfer to the positive path in sixth density. And so 5D negative, however, has not gotten to that point yet. Intense, extremely intense service to self, dialogues with teachers, you know, upper 5D negative teachers. Ra Contact had a 5D negative black magician or magic worker basically trying to kill Carla or disorder her mind or the group's mind, individual minds, make her walk in front of a car, lead her heart to having a heart attack. And in the end, he probably was effective in influencing Dawn to suicide. So anyway, that's 5D negative. Very intense. And eventually they'll realize oneness. I'm going to read this last section here, and then we can have questions. Guardians on the next octave. This octave density, meaning what we are in now, seven dimensions, this octave density is both the omega and alpha, the spiritual mass of the infinite universes becoming one central sun or creator again. Actually, that's the next octave. Then is born a new universe, new infinity, new logos, which incorporates all the creator has experienced of itself. In this new octave, there are also those who wander. Those are eighth density. We know very little across the boundary, the octave boundary, except these beings come to our aid in our octave in its logos completion. Okay. This octave density, meaning each octave density, or I think they're really saying eighth. I think they're saying eighth density, the beginning of the next set of seven. It's interesting that octave means eight. But a realm, an octave, has seven dimensions. I've pondered that a little bit. I think it is because it's like the musical scale. Before you finish one scale, you sort of go back to where you started. So there's a duplication. So the seven is eight. It's a strange thing. I mean, maybe the seven becomes one, and that one is added to the seven to become eight. I don't know. This is a strange mathematics there, or there's a metaphysics to it. So anyway, the octave density, eighth, is an alpha, omega, the mass, spiritual mass, which is not physical mass, it's energy mass, of the infinite universes becoming one central sun or creator again. You got to realize that what we see with our eyes as terms of planets and stars and galaxies is just a 3D vision. The seven-dimensional view of all that is pretty enormous and really is an infinity of form and formless. And so after that's done, or when when mind or consciousness, you know, it's really beyond consciousness actually, but when totality, entity totality, surpasses itself, a new infinity is born. New universe, new infinity, new logos, incorporating all the creator's experience of itself in the previous logos, in the previous octave. In the new octave, there are also those who wander. They're called guardians. And they assist with, Ra talks about, the precise emissions of light love needed to help souls, meaning body, mind, spirit complexes, in tandem with their higher self, graduate to the next density or be transferred across density boundary to a placement appropriate for next density experience, if they've harvested. So the guardians of eighth density, you know, those are the high, those are really high guys. They're like cosmic Buddhas. Adi Buddha, ADI, Adi Buddhas. They're, you know, they're big fellows. They provide some kind of light emission, light love emission of energy that, you know, think of intricate laser surgery, you know, or precise bursts of light that allow the entirety of a body mind spirit complex managed by higher self, along with a higher self's energy field itself, to transmute appropriately for higher density incarnation. The higher self energy field itself also changes or needs to be upgraded as a portion of its being, projected as body mind spirit complex, is upgraded in composition. Forget about consciousness for the time being, but just in energy, light, vibratory complex to be appropriately suited for incarnation in a higher density. So that's a big deal. And it's something that higher self needs help in doing. So that's cool. So that's what you got, you know. And in seventh density, which is not discussed here, sixth is not here, we'll have to go to another time. Seventh density, Ra says, the looking backwards is finished, meaning there are very few or there are no wanderers from seventh density, but there are wanderers from eighth, and that's very interesting. Okay, section E, page 11, Ra's spiritual evolution. This is the story of Ra. Their attitude towards human harvest. The question was, do you have a different attitude, would you have a different attitude towards the unharvestable earth entities, meaning 3D souls who are repeaters, not yet fully polarized or polarized sufficiently for 4D positive or 4D negative. Would you have a different attitude towards them? Not substantially, Ra says. To those who wish to sleep, we could only offer comforts designed for sleeping. Service is only effective, or it's only possible, to the extent it is requested. We were ready to serve, ah, sorry, they're talking about the Egyptians. We were ready to serve in whatever way we could. This still seems satisfactory as a means of dealing with others in 3D. To be each entity which one attempts to serve simplifies one's grasp of what service is necessary and probable, or possible. So, no, they don't have a substantially different attitude towards those who are not harvestable or those who are not actively seeking their own spiritual evolution. You know, love one, love all. They note, you know, those people will go to another third density planet, and those people have the right to do or not do as they like. And this is the famous quote that I've used a lot. You know, to those who wish to sleep, we can only offer comforts designed for sleeping. So for those who wish to sleep, we'd only help them to become more comfortable in the sleeping, which is fine, right? It's okay to sleep, which is respectful of their free will, right? If you don't want spiritual information, it's not positively polarized for me to make you hear it. And so the argument